Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 28th. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible and we are in the book of Matthew for a second day. If you weren't here yesterday, we are reading through the book of Matthew and also through the book of Psalms as we begin a new Bible reading plan this week. Yesterday, we read about the genealogy of Jesus, and today we're going to read about the angel appearing to Joseph, starting in verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Today, as I read this passage, it came alive to me in a new way. I'd never really thought about the shame that Joseph must have felt. And because of the shame that he felt, he was going to send Mary away quietly. But when the angel came to him and told him that this was not an act of unfaithfulness on Mary's part, rather that the Holy Spirit of God had put the baby Jesus in Mary's womb, he obeyed God and he proceeded with his marriage plans. Even though, he'd never heard of this kind of thing happening before. Although others must have disapproved of his decision, Joseph went ahead with what he knew was right. And sometimes we have to wrestle with this same kind of decision. We must choose to obey God rather than seeking the approval of others. This can flesh itself out in many ways in our lives. You probably know in your life, even right now, a way that it's happening right now. It is hard to do what is right, especially when the world is telling us that another way is better. And so my prayer for us today is that we would find our joy in being faithful to the Lord. Okay, let's move over to the Psalms. Today we'll be reading Psalm 2. Psalm 2 is about God's ultimate rule, and it was written to celebrate the coronation or the becoming of king for the Israelite king, but it was also written with the deeper meaning of the kind of coronation of Christ, the eternal king, and him coming into his rightful place as king. Why are the nations in an uproar? And the peoples devising a vain thing. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all those who take refuge in him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we get back into the Psalms, I'm reminded of how a theological introduction to the book of the Psalms by J. Clinton McCann Jr. was influential in my thinking about the Psalms. He says that all the Psalms point ultimately to the fact that God reigns. And Psalm 2 is such an example of this. In this psalm, there are these competing visions. There are the nations and the kings, and they want to rule. And they kind of come up against the Lord, and they scoff at him. And then in verse 4, we see the Lord in heaven laughing at these kings, because ultimately, he has all the power, and he is the one who's going to install his king, and whatever God says goes. Verse 12 recorrects everyone and everything and reminds us of the rule of God. It says, "How blessed are all who take refuge in him." This is a good reminder for us that those who are open to God's instructions and God's rule, those who take refuge in God, those are the righteous. And so in a world of competing powers and claims, we have to decide to trust God, to wait upon the Lord, even when there are powerful kings and influencers out there that are trying to lead us down a different path. Our Lord Christ, the ultimate King of David, is God's chosen instrument. He is the rightful King of our hearts and our lives, and we need to be ready to submit to his leadership daily. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that Joseph is an example of submitting to your leadership, someone who felt the tug of the different paths and chose the path of righteousness. We pray, Lord, that as we feel this internal struggle today, that you would remind us that ultimately you reign, and the best path to take is to trust in you as our refuge. Lord, in this season where we're contemplating the mission of Mountain Brook Baptist and our renewal personally and our renewal as a fellowship, we ask, Lord, that each of us would rest in you and that you would renew in us a clean heart and a willing spirit to do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.